back. It's Cole Camp Lease here at Penn State University, coming to you live from the Rider 2 building once again. Today I'm trying out my, it's not mine, it's ETS's Blue Ball Snowball mic. It's a USB mic, a lot like the Samson I was using. And I thought since we're getting a massive winter storm here, a little Rudolph wouldn't be a bad thing. So, anyway, that's life. So, here we are, back in Rider 2, trying another podcast. I have my headphones on. I'm going to take those off because I can't take the latency. The little bit of echo drives me nuts. Anyway, I thought I'd do another quick podcast. It seems like I only do these on lousy, snowy, freezing cold days. The last one I did was, I think, the day after Thanksgiving, and it was about 26 degrees today. Here it's a whopping 21. The snow's coming down really hard, and we're looking like we're going to end up with not only a bunch of snow, but with some ice. So, you know, we got that going for us, which is nice. Thought it wouldn't be a bad idea just to give you an update on what we're doing here. I had this great conversation. Today was the first staff meeting that I held here at ETS, and we had we spent the first hour doing like standard house cleaning kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like the, you know, updates to HR systems, a couple little project updates. A couple staff members did some really cool demos of some of the technologies. We talked about the MTO products we're doing, the multimedia teaching objects. Showed off some of those new sites. We talked about the fact that, man, we're investigating all these new project management tools. I don't know about you, but we've been looking at things like Basecamp, which is actually a really cool collaboration and project tracking tool from, I think it's 37 Signals. Another member of my staff is looking at this thing called Copper, which seems like a pretty cool app. And what's really nice about that is after you buy it and install it on your own server, you can actually alter the code, which is pretty sweet. And then yet another one of my staff members here wants me to take a look at Trax, which is another tool that he's done a really neat job of integrating with our versioning system. So, you know, things are happening. We're moving forward. We're trying to figure out how to communicate project status. We're trying to figure out how to share that with our superiors and try to meet their needs, which is tough because a lot of times they're not really sure what they want. They just know it when they see it. And, you know, I think a lot of us live in that world, but we're trying to figure it out. We dusted this huge Excel spreadsheet we were using, and which just wasn't working for anybody. So we're taking a step in that direction. And then in the second hour, we sort of opened it up because I've been posing this question to the team about the concept of blogging in the open. We have a really cool intranet site here where it's a Drupal-powered site, and, you know, it's wikis, it's blogs, there are forums there. You can post your comments to our issue tracking system, you know, if you need something or if you need to get something fixed. But all these great conversations, and we've been having amazing ones, have been taking place behind this walled login. And, you know, when I was a director of the Solutions Institute, we started this project that we called Blogs at SI. Blogs at SI was basically just a Drupal site, but every member of the team had a voice, and we blogged in the wide open. And it was pretty amazing, the kind of traffic we got. We got comments. People started calling us and wanting to know what was going on with it. When I brought the concept up to the group here at ETS, you know, at first there was some resistance, but man, today, you know, we bought pizza, we hung out, asked how many people were going to stay, and in light of the storm, I guess there are about 35 to 40 staff members here that came to the staff meeting, and I would say at least two-thirds, if not closer to all of them, stayed. They stayed, they hung out, and talked with us about stuff. And they had some really interesting points. And some of them, you know, we didn't stop at blogs. We talked about disruptive technologies in general. You know, blogs, wikis, podcasting, video casting, social networking, you know, tagging, all the things that are really driving a lot of the experiences that many of us are seeing on the web. And a lot of the things that faculty are now asking us to do in our classrooms. So, you know, sort of the thought was, let's get a round table and open conversation going where we can really talk about these things. And it's amazing, some of the questions and comments, and I don't know if anyone's really figured this stuff out yet. You know, one of the big things on a lot of my staff's mind were the concepts around accessibility. And if we start going down this path where we're capturing and releasing all of these events as podcasts, whether they're lectures or other things, what are the accessibility challenges there? And, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we were some of the first people to really take a look at that and really try to, you know, try to address that head on, you know, with not only the the podcast, but with the transcript of it, the metadata around it, all the pieces to the puzzle that could really really help inform what we're trying to do. But, you know, that was just the tip of the iceberg, like I said. Well, let me go back here. Let me say this. So the ETS staff is made up of basically an instructional design group, relatively large instructional design group that focuses its efforts on both resident and distant undergraduate primarily education, although we do a little bit of graduate stuff out at the World Campus. We have staff that work here in the Ryder Building, which is downtown in University Park, and then there are a handful, I would say maybe five or six of the staff that work out at the World Campus, and the World Campus is Penn State's online distance education initiative, although more and more resident students actually are taking World Campus courses. So we got the instructional design team. We have a multimedia video editing technology team, probably six or seven of those people, you know, that range from people that run this little thing we call the Faculty Multimedia Center, where faculty can come in and work with us. We have a little studio here that people can come in and record videos, and presumably the spring podcasts as well. We also run this thing called Studio 204. Excuse me, drink a tea. That is for students to walk in, and it has green screens and video equipment and production facilities. Really killer stuff. Really killer stuff. So we had that group. We have a marketing communications team, maybe four or five people that focus all their energies on marketing the things that go on inside of not only ETS, but TLT. TLT is Teaching and Learning with Technologies here at Penn State. And then we have a technology and programming group. So they do help desk, and they do custom development work on all sorts of different things. Right now we have people building this simulation registration system. We're investigating Python. We're looking at how Zope and Plone play in our environment. You know, doing Breeze. We're doing all sorts of really cool things. And all these people have different perspectives on this. A lot of them really want to have a place to communicate their ideas. Others are nervous about it, and, you know, rightly so. You know, what happens if we say things that students or faculty don't agree with, and it impacts our reputation? But on the other side, what if we say things that student and faculty really find interesting, and it impacts our reputation, but it impacts it in a positive way? And I think that's what everybody's beginning to see, that there are opportunities here for us to allow our voices to be heard. And that is essentially what occurred when I was at IST and the school of IST, and soon to become the college of IST, running the Solutions Institute, that people started to show up and pay attention. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But stay tuned to that, because I have a feeling, given the fact that three-quarters of the staff hung out even in the face of a potentially closing university because of the weather, to talk about this, that they're interested and engaged in it. And I think we're going to do some things there. If you have ideas for what should be done, let us know. I mean, obviously, on the blogging side, it's pretty much up to the people who do the writing. But on the podcasting side, what are the kinds of programs that would come out of a major R1 university like Penn State that would be interesting to people? Clearly, teaching tips would be fantastic. Project updates, talking about challenges, things that they're addressing. A couple people said, you know, getting back to the accessibility thing, it'd be great to do a podcast about accessibility with experts and things like that. Hosting roundtables of people from other universities. Just to get people engaged and talk. So those are some of the things that I'm thinking about, and I think that we can actually pull off here. Geez, what else? You know, I sat down to try out this mic and thought, what the hell, let's do a podcast. And I really didn't have anything lined up, but, you know, here we are running on 9 minutes, and it's been a decent talk. What else is going on other than the snow? Everything. If you work in higher ed, you know that universities typically close down for at least a week or so over the holidays, and that means that everybody's calendar gets compressed into the days leading up to the break, and I think everybody here is running around as quickly as they can, trying to wrap up projects and get things into a decent state so they can go off and have a relaxing holiday. So I think tomorrow, those of you who've listened before have either heard Chris Millay on some of my podcasts, specifically he was a part of almost all the From the Basements. He's a member of the EDU Bar Talk podcast that we do occasionally. He and I are going to talk about a study that they're doing in the College of IST, looking at blogging in the classroom. So I had done some work in that area, I guess, last year. I posted a lot of my results on my blog, Learning and Innovation. So take a minute and go back and maybe take a look at that. They're going to ask a whole bunch of interesting questions. And it sounds like he just IM'd me and said that he thinks that they're going to have about five or six sections participating in this. So we'll see how that goes. But until then, I guess I'm going to jump out here. I really can't think of anything else to talk about other than, one other thing. We'll be releasing a white paper that we just finished up on Pachyderm, the authoring system from New Media Consortium. Those of you in the EDU blogging world know all about Darcy Norman. Darcy's one of the architects of that, and we took a pretty close look at that, and we talked about that today at the staff meeting. So that's out of the Hot Teams concept that I've introduced here at ETS, and we'll see how that goes. So far, so good. But anyway, lots to talk about another time. Maybe next time I'll get, like I said, Chris Millay involved. I want to get Mike Holm involved in this to talk a little bit about the Web Lion project that he's got cooking, how it works and what it's all about. And he sort of laid out what turned out to be a pretty interesting value chain on the board on how you support and sustain an enterprise the size of Penn State, from not only a web content management system, but a repository and course authoring environments and collaboration tools, all searchable via his LionShare technology. Another open source tool you should take a look at lionshare.psu.edu. Anyway, other than that, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. If you're in the Northeast, then get ready for the snow, man, because it's coming. And if you're down south, my parents are down there. They're flying up north. I hope they don't get caught in the snow, but I imagine it's probably about 75 down where they are right now. It is not that here. So anyway, have a great day, and I guess I might as well leave you with a little bit more of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So later.